You're listening to a podcast from Victory. I am who I am. God continually exists and is in our past, present, and future. Learn more about this through Moses' story in week one of our series, Awesome God.
Hello, church. Happy New Year po sa ating lahat. Bagong taon, bagong simula. Last year, 2020, nakilala po natin ang ating Diyos na siyang punong-puno ng grace. Yung kanyang grace ang nag-sustain sa atin last year. God is indeed a gracious God. Ngayong 2021, we believe na nais po ng ating Panginoong Diyos na makilala pa natin siya in greater ways. Kung last year po ang ating tema ng buong taon was Amazing Grace, yung ating theme for this year, 2021, is Awesome God. Yes, Awesome God. God said that in His Word, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 21, "The Lord our God is in your midst, a great and awesome God." Pag sinabi natin awesome, ang ibig mong sabihin ay it's mind-boggling, it's overwhelming, it's mind-blowing, it's out of this world. It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Haba po, ano? In other words, mapapawaw ka kay God. Alam niyo po, ito po ang prayer ni Paul sa Ephesians Church, and I believe it's his prayer to us in Ephesians 1:17. It says, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better." So our prayer this year, 2021, is that ma-experience pa natin lalo, makilala pa natin lalo si God as the awesome God. So nais po natin na mag-grow tayo sa ating pong pagkakilala kay God as the awesome God that would lead us to worship Him, to live a life of holiness, and live that godly mission that He has called us to do. So ngayon pong year 2021, as we face with all the challenges of the future, panghawakan po natin who God is in our lives, that God is indeed awesome God. So ngayon pong araw po nito, we'll learn how God revealed Himself as the awesome God in the life of Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Yan po yung ating initial reading. Let me read. "Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, 'I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned.' When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, 'Moses, Moses.' And he said, 'Here I am.' Then he said, 'Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.'" Tayo po sumandali manalangin. Lord Jesus, maraming salamat sa bagong taon na ito, year 2021. Lord, our prayer is that we will know you more as our awesome God. So we commit this time to you. May you bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, Amen. Okay, so we just read the encounter of Moses kay God, no, in Exodus chapter 3. And we all know Moses is a familiar Bible character. In fact,